Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Beizr Hashem Yisborach, ubisiyato deshmaya meruba, we're about to begin Sefer Dvorim, also known by Chazal as Mishneh Torah. The timeline of Sefer Dvorim spans over 37 days, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat in the year 2488, until Zayin Adar, where Moshe Rabbeinu dies in Parshas Vezois HaBerocho, almost 40 years after we left Mitzrayim, and exactly 33 days before Yeshua ben Nun will lead us into Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Dvorim begins with Parshas Dvorim, which can be divided into three or four topics. Topic number one, the first five psukim of the parasha, the Torah gives us a historical and geographical background to the first part of Moshe Rabbeinu's 37-day-long drasha. Topic number two, beginning with Posuk Vov, until the Aliyah of Chamishi, Moshe Rabbeinu will recount the story of the Chet HaMeraglim that we learned above in Parshas Shlach, with a couple of new details that we were not told above. As we see many times, Divrei Torah anim b'mokim echod, v'ashirim b'mokim acher. In order to get the full story, you have to see it from all its angles. A topic within a topic, from Posuk Tes through Posuk Yudches, where Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story of setting up the judicial system, the hierarchy of Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meyois, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asorois, that we learned above in Parshas Yisroi. This is what I meant, that the Parsha could be divided into either three or four topics, depending if you want to count that topic within a topic as its own topic. And the last topic of the Parsha, beginning with Aliyah of Chamishi until the end of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts what happened to them just a couple of months ago, in the middle of Parshas Chukas until the end of Parshas Chukas, when they asked Edom, could we pass through his country? We passed by Moyov, by Amoin, and finally we asked Sichon if we could pass by his country. And when he said no, Hashem said, go out to war, and we conquered Sichon Melech HaMoiri, and then Og Melech HaBoshon, and that's how we got Ever HaYalde. And let us begin with Siyata Deshmaya, the first topic of Parshas Dvorim, the historical and geographical background to the first part of Moshe Rabbeinu's 37-day-long drasha. Eile ha-devorim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'iver ha-yardein ba-midbor bo-arovo mo'il suf bein paron uvein toifel ve'lovon v'chatzirois be'dizahov. These are the words that Moshe spoke to the entire Am Yisrael. On the other side, the eastern side of the Yaldein, the place they've been camping for the past couple of months, since the end of Parshas Chukas. From here until the end of the Pasuk, Rashi learns that these words are not locations, but code words for different chatoim Am Yisrael did throughout the past 40 years. Bamidbo, referring to the chet that they did in Midbar Sin, when they came there on Tes Vov Iyor, exactly 1 month after they left Mitzrayim, and they complained, "Mi'itein Musenu b'yad Hashem eret Mitzrayim." We would have rather died in Mitzrayim instead of coming here and dying from starvation. The second code word, "Bo'arovo," referring to what happened a couple of months ago at the end of Parshas Bolok, where the Bnei Moyov and the Bnei Midyon were machshel Bnei Yisrael in Znus and in Avodah Zorah of Baal Peor. Moil Suf, referring to them complaining in Yamsuf, all the way back in Parshas Beshalach, 40 years ago. When they said, "Hamibli ein kvori b'mitzrayim," why do you have to take us over here to die over here? We could have died in Mitzrayim. The next code word, "Bein poron," referring to what happened in Midbar Poron in Parshas Shlach, when they sent the Meraglim, the Chet HaMeraglim. "Ubein toifel v'lovon," Rashi learns, is referring to what happened in Parshas Chukas, when they were complaining about the mon. The mon was lovon, it was white, and toifel means an empty complaint, when they said, "V'nafshenu kotzo, balechem ekeloike." V'chatzeirois, Rashi has two pshotim. Either this is a code word, referring to what happened to machloikes of Koirach v'adosoi, in the place of chatzeirois, or another word alluding to the meraglim. The meraglim happened in Midbar Poron, but they didn't take a lesson from what happened in Chatzeros, when Miriam Anavia got Tzoras because she spoke negatively against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the last, Vidi Zohov, referring to the Chet Ha'egel and Parshas Kisiso, that happened to them because Hashem has given them so much gold, Dizov, Meloshen, Dizov. They had so much that was caused them to sin in the Chet Ha'egel. Says Rashi, Eila Dvorim, Lefishein Divrei Toichochois. This entire Pasuk is referring to rebuke, negative things that Bnei Yisrael did. Umono kan kolam koimo yishich isu lifnei amokim bohen. Lefichoch sosa mesat dvorim. Therefore the Torah are written in code words. V'yizkiron beremes, mipnei kvoidon shel Yisrael. To keep the honor of Bnei Yisrael, it's not said explicitly. El kol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu gives this drosha to the entire Am Yisrael. Why does the Pasuk stress that? Iloi chiyach miktsoson, if you would have given it only to part of Bnei Yisrael, who you eile shebashuk oimrim, those that stayed in the market and did not come to the drosha, they would have said to the people that did attend, atem oisim shoimim mi ben amrom, v'lo yeshivoisim dovo mikach v'kach. You were listening to Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke and you didn't answer what we could have answered. If we were there, we would have given him a piece of our mind. We would have answered him back. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody and he told them, you're all here. If you have something to say, speak up now. Bamidbar. Here Rashi explains the code words, what these are referring to. He starts off, Loi ba-midbar hoyu, they were not in the midbar, elo ba-arvo ismoyov, which is not a midbar. Umau ba-midbar, it can't be a place, elo bishvil ma-shehich isuhu ba-midbar. What they angered Hashem in the midbar, referring to midbar sin, in Parshas Bishalach, after the Mabul, on Tesvov Iyor, shomru mi-tein museinu bi-yad Hashem be-eret Mitzrayim. But Arovo, although this Arovo can mean literally the place that they are in Arvois Moyov. Nevertheless, being that the Torah already said their location, Bever Hayarden, therefore Rashi learned that this Arovo is a code word also, Bishvil HaArovo, because of what they did in the Arovo. Shechotu beBaal Peoir beShitim beArvois Moyov. We saw that at the end of Parshas Bolok. Moyl Suf. Now we're going back to Parshas Bishalach, what happened by Yamsuf. Al Mashahimru by Yamsuf, Bevoyom li Yamsuf. When they challenged Moshe, when they came to Yamsuf, Shomru ami bli ein kvorim in Mitzrayim, are there no kvorim in Mitzrayim, you had to take us to die over here? That was before they went into Yamsuf. V'chein benoso mitoich hayam, when they left, Shenema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, although it doesn't say it in the Torah, but Dovid HaMelech tells us, V'yamru al yam by Yamsuf, as they were leaving, Kedeiso be'elchi. The Gemara says, as they left Yamsuf, they didn't believe that their problems were solved. They said, just like we're going out of this end of Yamsuf, the Mitzrim are coming out of the other end, and they'll come chasing us again. Bein poron uvein tuifel velovon. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, chazarnu al kol ha-mikro. We looked all over Tanakh. V'loim atzanu mokim sheshmoy tuifel velovon. It can't be locations. There is no location with these names. Ela must be Yochanan al advorim shetoflu al amon shehu lovon. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan is putting together the words toifel and lovon. They were toflu al amon. Toflu means to empty complaints about the mon, which was lovon, which was white. Ve'omru v'nafshenu kotzo balechem akloikel. We had it in Parshas Chukas. Going back to Poron, if toifel and lovon are not locations of places, rather code words, so to Poron. Yeah, Poron is a location, but it's not the present location. Rather, al mashe also b'midbar Poron al yedei ha-meraglim. What they did in Midbar Poron by the Meraglim in Parsha Shlach. V'chatzeiroi, says Rashi Tupshot. Either b'machlekusoi shel koirach, which happened in Chatzeiroi, according to this Rashi. It should be pointed out that Rashi, at the beginning of Parshas Koirach, says that the story of Koirach happened after the Chet HaMeraglim, in the order that it's written in the Torah. But according to this Chazal that Rashi is quoting, that it happened in Chatzeiros, we know Chatzeiros was the camp before they arrived by the Chet HaMeraglim. And the last pasuk in Parshas Baal Oischo says, Vayisum Chatzeiros Vayachanu B'midbar Poron. So, we have it other places in Rashi, where Rashi quotes Medroshim Chalukim, but you have to realize that there are two opinions. When did the story of Korach take place? before or after the miracle. Dovoracher a second shot, what is Chatzirish referring to? You should have learned. You meraglim should have learned from Miriam what I did from Chatzeros. Mishvilo shenora ve'atem you meraglim nidbartem b'mokim we spoke against Hakadosh Baruch Hu by saying ki chozok u'mimenu. Ve'dizoh v'ichichon alo egel she'osu parshas kisiso. Bishvil roiv zohov shoyolohem, because all the gold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them by Bizas Mitzrayim and Bizas Hayam, shenemar the pasuk says in Hosea v'kesev yirbeisilo v'zohov osu laboal, it's because I gave them all that silver and gold what caused them to do the chato egel. Posuk beis achad oso yoyim meichoy rei v'derech har seir ad kodesh barnea. Rashi learned this pasuk is also a hinted techocho, a coded rebuke. The travel time from Chorev, which is Har Sinai, until Kodesh Barnea, the place where we were, and we could have entered Eretz Yisrael directly, is an 11-day travel if you go the main route, which is Derech Har Seir. And instead, we did it in 3 days. Look how much effort HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through to rush you to get to Eretz Yisrael. We could have been there. But then you messed up with the Meraglim. And we've been stuck here for 40 years. Says Rashi. Moshe is hinting to Bnei Yisrael. Ru, Masha Goram, to look what you have caused. Ein lochem derech tzoro mechoyrev lekodesh barnea kederech har seir. The shortest route from Choyrev to Kodesh Barnea is derech har seir. Ve'af hu mahalach achados hoyoyim. The quickest you could do that normally is 11 days. Ve'atem malachtem oyse b'shloisha yomim. You did it in 3 days. How do we get this cheshvan of 3 days? Says Rashi. Sharei be'esrim be'iyo nosu mechoyrev. On Chof Iyor, they left Har Sinai. Shenemar en parshat behar lo yitzcho. Ve'yiba shono ha'sheni. Be'chodesh ha'sheni. Be'esrim ha'chodesh. Na le'ho'onon. And they started traveling. And they sent the Meraglim from Kodesh Barnea and Chof Tesivon. Although we don't have a Mefurish Apostle for that fact, but Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara makes the Cheshbon, because they came back on Tisha B'Av, and it says they were there for 40 days. That means they were sent on Chof Tesivon. That's a total of 40 days. From when they left Choyrev until when they came to Kodesh Barnea. 40 days. But take 30 days out of that they spent in Kivroi Satavo. We learned in Parshas Ba'al Loizcho when they ate the meat for 30 days. And Vishiva Yomim, Sheosu Bechatzeiros, they sogar from Miriam. Minus 7 days that they had to wait around in Chatzeiros until Miriam was cured from her tzoras. How much is 40 days minus 37? The actual travel time from Chorev to Kodesh Barnea was 3 days. You see how much the Shechina put effort in rushing you coming to Eretz Yisrael. Because you messed up with the Chet HaMeraglim, you ended up circling Har Seir for 40 years. Posuk Gimel Vayehi Be'arboim Shono Be'ashtir Oso Chodesh Be'chod LaChodesh Diber Moshel B'nei Yisrael Kechoil Asher Tzivo Adoino Yoisoi Aleihem. And it was on the 40th year, on the 11th month, what we call Shvat, Be'echod LaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, on the 40th year from when left Mitzrayim, the year 2488. That is when Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, all that Hashem has commanded him to speak to them. Says Rashi, Vayhi Ba'avoyim Shono Be'ashti Oso Chodesh Be'echod LaChodesh. Melameh, this comes to teach us, Shlo Yichichon Elo Samuch L'Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu saved the rebuke to when he was close to when he was about to die. Mimi Lomad, where do you learn this from? Mi Yaakov. Shlo Yichiach Es Bono Velo Samuch L'Misa. Yaakov also saved the rebuke to when he was about to die. Omar. Yaakov told Reuven, he explained to him why he saved it when he's about to die. Reuven Beni. How come I didn't rebuke all these years? So you shouldn't be upset with me, and you'll leave me, and you'll stick to my brother Esav. There are four reasons, says Rashi b'shem Nasifri, that you're not supposed to give Musar until a person is close to his death. Number one, if you give it a long time before death, so you figured you have plenty of time, a little Musar today, a little Musar tomorrow, and the next day. If every day you end up giving him Musar, he's going to think that you hate him. That's not a good idea. Save everything for one time, close to death. A second reason. So your friend shouldn't be embarrassed of you every time he sees you. You just gave him Musar. But now, once the person's dead, he's not going to see him, won't be embarrassed. The Sifri has another two reasons. Reason number three, Olav shouldn't have anything in his heart against the person who gave him to Chocho. And the fourth reason, he shouldn't just leave him. That was the reason Rashi quoted from Reuven. That's the fourth reason of the Sifri, Shalaynichenu Veyelech. Yeshua ben Nun followed the same thing. Close to his death, at the end of Sefer Yeshua, Perek Chof Dalet, that's when he gives Musar to Chocho to Am Yisrael. V'chein Shmuel, Shenemar, Hinenu Anuvi, V'avtoiro Parshas Koirach, V'chein Dovid Shlomo Benoi, and V'avtoiro of Parshas Vayechi. Pozug Dalet, Acharei Akoisoi, Eis, Sichoi Nemelech, Hoem Yiriyah, Shor Yoshem Becheshboin, V'eis, Oy Gemelech Haboshon, And the Pasuk points out that Moshe Rabbeinu waited to give to Chocho until after he knocked out and won the war against the mighty Sichon Melech HaEmori from the city of Cheshboin, and Oig, the mighty Oig Melech HaBoshon from Ashtorois in the kingdom of Edrei. Says Rashi, what is the significance that Moshe Rabbeinu waited until after this war? Says Rashi, Acharei HaKoyis HaYomar Moshe, if they give them rebuke before they enter at least part of Eretz Yisrael, Eivar HaYarden, what does he have to do with us? He has a right to give us Musar. What did he do for us already? He's just making up a story because he's making up an excuse. The truth is, he can't bring us to Eretz Yisrael, so he's blaming it on us as if it's our fault. Moshe Rabbeinu waited until he knocked out Sichon and Oig, and we inherited their land. He threw them out of their land. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gave them Musar. I did bring you into the Ktzei Ha'aretz, and now I have a right to give you Musar without you turning back on me. Sichon Melech Ho'emiri Asher Yoshev Becheshbon. The Torah specifies who the king was and where his city was. Ilo lo yohoyo Sichon Koshe, even if Sichon was not a strong king, but Vohyoshoi Becheshbon, Hoyo Koshe, Shamedina Koshe, the region, Cheshbon was a fortified city, it was a hard region to capture. And if Sichon was another city, that would also be a tough war to fight. Because Sichon is a mighty king. Surely that he was a strong king, and Cheshbon was a fortified city, and Afal Pichain, we won them over. And how did Hashem orchestrate this? Rashi told us at the end of Parshas Chukas. Hashem brought Sichon and his whole army to leave their territory and to fight Am Yisrael out of their territory to make it easier for Bnei Yisrael to conquer them. The same Joshua replied to Oig Melech HaBoshon. Oig Melech HaBoshon was living in Ashtoreth, HaMelech Kosher VaMedina Kosher, a mighty king and a hard country to conquer. Ashtoreth, what does the word mean literally? Huloshen Tzukin VeKoishi. A mountainous area of strong rocks. Kamoi Ashtoreth Karnaim. The Ashtoreth Zeh, this Ashtoreth that we're talking about, Who Ashtaroiz Karnayim? That's the Ashtaroiz Karnayim mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha by the Meleches Arbo Melochim Esachamisha. Shoyu Shom Refoim Sheiko Amorofel. Over there we find that the Refoim, this nation of Refoim, Shenemar V'yaku Es Refoim Be'Ashtaroiz Karnayim, we saw in Parshas Lech Lecha. V'Oig Nimlat Mehem. Oig was one of those Refoim and he escaped that war. V'u Shenemar in Parshas Lech Lecha V'yovo Yapolit, the one who escaped the war, to tell Avraham Avinu that Lot was taken captive. Voimel, we'll see later on in the parasha, Kirak Oig Melech HaBoshon Nisham Yeser HaRefoim. Oig was left over from those Refoim. You see that this Ashtoris over here is the very same Ashtoris Karnaim mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha where the Refoim lived. Rashi needs this to show you that the word Karnaim is also a lotion of Choizek. Rashi's telling you Ashtoris means Tzukim V'Koishi, as we see in Ashtoris Karnaim, a horn with a lotion of strength. Be'edrei, Edrei Yeshem HaMalchus, that's the name of the kingdom. Posuk hei, be'iver ha'yardin, be'eres mo'ov, ho'il Moshe, be'eres ha'tiro azois, le'mo'ir. On the eastern side of the Yardin, in the land that used to belong to Mo'ov, that's where Am Yisrael is camped now, in Arvos Mo'ov, this is where Moshe began. Over the next 37, this is the beginning of the next 37 days, where Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the entire Torah in 70 languages, as follows. Ad kan de akdomo, to the drosha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Ohoi lehischil, kemoi hinein ohoi alti. Apostle in Parashas Vayero. Be'eres ha-Torah b'shivim loshin pir shalohem. He translated and explained it, the Torah, into 70 languages. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Dvorim, the historical and geographical background to at least the beginning of the 37-day drosha of Moshe Rabbeinu.